This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd. I remember before I started P90X and wondering why I felt like I had low energy. And, you know, you take your shirt off, you're working out, you're not as strong as you want to be, and P90X came to me and offered me a chance for 3 months to totally commit. Listen, I'm a busy guy. I've got the radio show, the TV show, I'm writing a book, now I'm married, 6 kids, some my own, some not. I don't have time to drive. I don't have time to be on the road. But I get home every night. You flip on P90X, a real workout. It was challenging. They don't sugarcoat it. You got to put in the work. I love how they're committed to better nutrition. You got to eat right. They talk about it, think about it, write about it, and force you to do it from all the right angles. I come home, put in the P90X when I just want to look and feel better and get a little tighter. Order P90X completely risk-free for the entire 90 days by calling 1-800-301-P90X. 1-800-301-7909. Or go to ESPNRadio.com/Colin. ESPNRadio.com/Colin. P90X.
It's 11 o'clock.
It's time to play that real kick-ass open.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with sports director Doug Duda.
Doug Duda with a sports update on ESPN.
Pick and roll, and Olmstead is wide open from Romy. And he's got him locked up, and he gets the pin. Michael Klingensmith. Get pass knocked away by Ritschka. Jesse goes in for the layup, and it's up and in. And Ravenna's going to win state.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
It is now a new trophy. We have a new champion. A new champion is crowned.
Be big. I'll be big anyway. I don't know how much of a help I'll be.
This is so Apollo Creed Rocky in the middle of the ring.
And now it's time for the best sports show in central Nebraska.
I wouldn't go that far, Mayor.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. It is Tuesday. That means Troutman's Tuesday Trivia comes up later on in the show. Our Big 12 football preview continues with linebacker Antonio Johnson of Baylor. And we're going to get you in to some Husker talk. Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal Star is going to be back with us as we get into Husker talk on Tuesdays throughout the rest of the season. So be ready for that. Sip's going to join us coming up here at about a quarter after the hour, and Antonio Johnson a little bit later on in the program today. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you've got a Husker question, go ahead and email it to the Dent Popper inbox, and we will pass along a few of those to Sip when he joins us here in about 15 minutes. So Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis with you on this Tuesday. Glad to have you in the studio. The number 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You'll need that for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia later, or if you just want to chime in. It's been pretty quiet out there in sports land the last few days and weeks. Evidently no controversy to stir up the charges.
A little controversy last night. If you watched any of the football game, Eli Manning gets a gash on his forehead. Looked like more of a hockey game. Kind of a strange play, but everybody in New York up in arms about that this morning. And everybody's saying, Brandon Jacobs included, saying, relax, he's going to show up tomorrow, he's going to be just fine. But that was a weird play, Doug. Something you don't see very often. Well, just the way it happened, the quarterback's helmet flying off, another lineman runs into him, and then the blood of a hockey game actually.
It's football. It is football, and I guess things like that happen. So, and again, why? You know, I know the Jets were the home team last night. Why wouldn't you put the Jets in one end zone and the Giants in the other? It's just crazy. That baffled me. Yeah, let's have the first game here in both teams, but it's technically a Jets home game. Morons.
Got the new stadium built. It's all ready to go for the Super Bowl, apparently. What, 2014 Super Bowl, I think they're going to be played there. So everybody looking forward to that, but a little more preseason football going on. I think you take a break now in the preseason football after last night till Thursday. No games in the NFL till Thursday when the Colts and Bills get it on with along with the Patriots and Atlanta Falcons. So Saturday seems to be the big day. About 10 games going on Saturday. But your football fix is going to have to wait till Thursday now.
Well, here's a little football news for you. Of course, all these preliminary awards, and there's so many of them anymore. The Heisman, the Outland, the Lombardi. That was about it. for a long, long time, but now there's everything. And this morning, the Louisville Sports Commission, with football legend Paul Hornung, announced the watch list for the inaugural Paul Hornung Award, given to the most versatile player in major college football, Tony.
And, boy, so you versatile would mean you would play a position, return kicks, I would guess?
I'm guessing so. Nebraska does have one player on the list, and, of course, it is Niles Paul. So Niles is on the list as one of the great players in the country that will have a chance at this. 48 players are on that list this morning. Some of them that you might recognize out of the Big 12, Ryan Broyles from Oklahoma is on the list, Tony. Also on that list, it's not a lot of Big 12 names are on this list, but there are a couple. Then Niles Paul from Nebraska, and then Kansas State's Daniel Thomas is on the list as well.
Okay, another one of those awards kind of comes out of the blue when you keep mentioning these awards. You're right, it's just so many of them now out there, and so that's why Sue is the most decorated player in Nebraska history. If you go back 30 years ago, those other awards would have been, maybe some of those other Huskers would have garnered many of them, but they didn't have them then. So, hey, Doug, I know we're going to talk Husker football, but Nebraska baseball gets a big, big commit last night when Logan Ehlers decides to go to college instead of signing on the dotted line, that pro contract, turning down $800,000. So good for Mike Anderson.
Yeah, Toronto called him a couple of times last night. Of course, you had to sign by midnight Eastern, 11 o'clock local time, so about 10 o'clock last night. The final offer was made to Logan Ehlers for $800,000. And they decided, no, we're going to go to Nebraska. And that is big because he'll be in classes, immediately adds left-handed pitching. Huskers return no lefties with any experience this year. They'll have a walk-on reliever who threw a little bit. There you go. Ehlers, along with right-handed pitcher John Keller and Brandon Pierce, it looks like they will not have signed and will end up playing for Nebraska. If you get a guy that's in the top five rounds, it's pretty tough to not see him leave your collegiate program or not attend a course in the first place.
Yeah, and also the player on the team, Sean Yost, will be back with the Huskers. Did not sign a pro contract as well. So 4 out of 10 is what the Huskers got. Had 6 of those people signed away to Major League Baseball. So we'll see if that'll be enough for Mike Anderson to get things turned around.
So is that good recruiting philosophy? I mean, do you offer 5 guys that you know are going to be taken in the first 4 rounds and hope you get one? Or do you concentrate your efforts elsewhere, knowing that the guys you really probably need to target are between rounds 6 and 10 in the draft that probably are less than a 50-50 chance of leaving?
You know, I think everybody would do it differently. But
and you never know. Kyrie Cooper came to Nebraska, and he was selected early on.
But this sure killed Mike Anderson about the last 3 years with his philosophy. All those people have signed.
Why do you care? You want him fired, so.
No, I've never said one time.
You don't like Nebraska baseball. No. You say it's on the downturn.
Well, it's pretty apparent. They missed 2 Big 12.
You just want to get rid of everybody.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. No, that's not what I want to do. Every once have I said I want Mike Anderson fired. I want the thing turned around, return to the glory days.
1-888-455-ESPN. Also, the Husker football team is getting a transfer in Kavario Middleton. We'll ask Steve Sipple about that when we join in just a little bit. We've seen players leave the Husker program for disciplinary reasons. Well, this young man, a 2007 Parade Prep All-American, kicked off the Washington team this summer for unspecified team rule violations. I mean, it was so late, Phil Steele already had him as a preseason All-Pac-10 tight end at Washington. He has to set out 6'6", 250, and made just 26 catches last year. But we'll have 2 years of eligibility remaining when he comes to Nebraska. And let's face it, even if he was here this year, Nebraska,
loaded,
they're okay at the tight end position. I mean, they are moving Mike McNeil. I mean, maybe you could have a stud back there, but the bottom line is he's not here yet, or he will be for classes, and then will be eligible to play the next couple of years. And, of course, this kind of a big story, but yet since we all know where this is headed, today is the day that the University of Nebraska Board of Regents will consider the request from UNK to leave the RMAC conference and join the MIAA, which is going to happen. In fact, the meeting is so important, it's going to be held video teleconference today. So that means they won't actually be in the room in Lincoln. So not like when Tom Osborne and Harvey Perlman spoke, but this will be a video teleconference. And as Chancellor Doug Christensen told us a couple of weeks ago here on the Doug and Daddy Show, this is actually a special meeting for the Education Center in Curtis, and they were able to get on the agenda for this. So one of just three items on the agenda today. UNK should get the blessing of the Board of Regents. Thus, they can officially apply for membership into the MIAA, and then it's just up to the MIAA whether to say tonight you're in or whether they want to wait a while to say yes, you are in. But after today at 3 o'clock is when this meeting begins. By 4 o'clock today, UNK will basically be a lame duck in the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference for the next two seasons.
It's a formality at best, though. I mean, there's nothing stopping this deal, I don't think.
No, and I ask you this. Why wait a year? Get out. I mean, these schedules are not strung out like the Division I schools. You can get out next year. Get in the MIAA. Get it going.
Well, they must have looked at that when they were going through this process. I mean, there's certainly maybe a concession they made is, hey, we're going to stick around two more years till you get your other teams in here to help you guys out before we leave.
Why should they care? They're leaving for the MIAA. Everything's in Denver. Everything's in Texas. Everything's in Colorado. Everything's in Dallas. I mean, the comparisons here just continue to set side by side.
Well,
I'm just saying it would be much easier for UNK to get out of the RMAC next year for athletic reasons than it would be for a Division I school. And if you can make it work to the Big Ten, you can make it work to the MIAA. Are they already worried that they are not up to snuff and up to par with the number of athletes? I mean, why are you holding out? I mean, there's already two other teams have accepted their invitations. This will be a 16-team league. It will be a 16-team league and could be by next year. Maybe the MIAA isn't as up to – I don't know the answer. That's why I'm asking the question here. What's the story? And we'll have a chance to ask either John McBride or Doug Christensen when this all becomes official tomorrow. Our Loper Link, we'll talk about that. UNK volleyball coach Rick Squires will join us as well tomorrow.
Look forward to that. It should be a great season for Loper volleyball. But, yeah, you know, maybe you're building up to getting those scholarships in line with maybe those other teams. So that may be maybe a big reason.
I think we're going to change our Sun Heat Hot Topic poll question at ESPNSuperstation.com, where you can catch the podcast, you can read daily sports updates, check out all the latest promotions and contests that we have. It's all there at ESPNSuperstation.com. But lately the question has been, should the University of Nebraska-Kearney join the MIAA conference? 74% say yes, 26% say no. You can get on and vote a little bit during the show, and then we'll probably change that to a new poll question by the end of the day. Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal star, going to join us right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Attention, all males over 30. Do you get fatigued and find you're still gaining weight every year? Charger can reduce the fat around your core and increase your energy. So, if you're a guy over 30 and you want to lean up, lose the gut, and get more stamina than you've had in years, take charge with Charger. Find Complete Nutrition just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue or call 338-1FIT. That's 338-1348.
Complete Nutrition.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving, heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
That's the sound of power. The power to get things done. We're Gronies Outdoor Power Center, your partner in power. If you need it, Gronies Outdoor Power Center sells it and fixes it. From chainsaws, lawnmowers, weed trimmers, to snow blowers and plows, and hot pressure washers. We can give you the power to do it right. We service what we sell, and what they sell too. 3551 North Highway 281. Call 308-384-5168. Gronies Outdoor Power Center, your partner in power.
Swimming around underwater, one thing fish find irresistible is live bait. Problem is, their appetite gets them into trouble.
Uh-oh.
On the other hand, fishermen have no trouble buying any kind of bait at the boathouse, many of which aren't stocked by anyone else, including chicken parts and guts, shad, gizzards, crawdads, shrimp, leeches, minnows, and of course, worms. See the boathouse, a mile north of Grand Island on 281, for repair and used boat sales, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com. Black shirts want to eat the other guy's lunch. We just want you to have lunch with us. Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation every Wednesday features Sean Callahan of Huskers Illustrated or Steve Sipple of the Lincoln Journal Star. Make your reservation for the first one coming up September 1st at Home Federal Bank. Call Home Federal Stolly Park Branch in Grand Island to make your reservation. Different locations every week throughout the season. Brought to you by Midas, Complete Nutrition, and Home Federal Bank. The Big Red Lunches with Sean Callahan, Steve Sipple, and Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation 1460 and 1550.
Mostly lingering clouds and some breaks of sun developing as we head through the day today with a few scattered showers or storms still possible as well with a high in the mid-70s with southeast winds 5 to 10. We'll drop back to 60 for a low tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 63.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation. Glad to have you along with us on the program today. Don't forget to sign up because the team spots are being filled up fast. They want to get her full as they do every year for the Coors 3-man, 2-day scramble at Gibbon Valley View. It's this Saturday and Sunday. Cash prizes, Calcutta, steak feed, and all that on Saturday night. 2 days of golf, and of course, they've got the split tee times morning and afternoon. So if you want to guarantee Saturday when you get to golf, call them now, 308-468-5884. It's a lot of fun. It's always full, and they are filling up the Coors 3-man, 2-day scramble at Gibbon Valley View this Saturday and Sunday. Give them a buzz at the golf course, 308-468-5884. Plenty of prizes, flag prizes, cash prizes, and, of course, if you're good, I guess, you know, really good prizes, too, in cash.
There you go.
It's a Randy Moss tournament, straight cash, homie.
There you go. And you know what? Somebody that plays for straight cash, somebody that's a scratch handicap, somebody that's a model on the side. Steve Sipple joins us right now, Lincoln Journal star. Steve, how are you this morning?
Good, Daddy and Doug. How are you guys?
Well, we're okay. Not as wildly popular as you. What's going on, buddy?
I'm working, and I'm not all that popular.
Well, right now, Nebraska has got through that first really big full week. They're into the double-digit practices. They're starting to get into the middle portion of where they are at. And I don't think anything real new is out there. There was a couple of things with losing a player to the broken leg, the Taylor Martinez situation. Sip has a good article today, catching up with Carl Pelini, and he's staying after having some offers out there. A lot of ways we can go, and we're going to talk about the players. But let's talk with the gossip, Sip. What was the whole deal with Taylor Martinez not being at practice last Thursday? What can you tell the listeners out there?
Well, I mean, I got to be careful. I mean, the best way to put it is I think everybody would agree it was curious that on the day that Taylor Martinez was missing, Bo Pelini shut down media access. So, I don't know. I mean, on one hand, you have Bo saying it was nothing. And I asked him point blank, I mean, just to, off to the side, no other reporters around, what's the deal? And he told me exactly what he told the group. I said, is Taylor all right? Is his mind frame, is he in a good frame of mind? And Bo said, yeah. He just said, yeah, I don't know what the big deal is. So there might not be a big deal. We all, to a degree, tend to blow things out of proportion. The kid was back at practice the next day. I think he practiced pretty well on Saturday. He's right, he's competing. We're talking about Taylor Martinez. And I don't know. There's things that can happen in camp, but I don't know that this was something that should cause great concern.
Sip, has there been anybody dropping of a hint who starts with the number ones? Who is there anybody that's got a lead in this deal, or does it still remain that same pat answer of everybody's still competing? We'll let 3 days before the first game.
Well, it's still early, but we're getting Now, I'd say, Daddy, that we're a week away from that question having much oomph to it. Right now, they've only scrimmaged once. They've only tackled a handful of times. I just don't know if right now you'd want to go there. I mean, it just doesn't make that much difference right now who is or who isn't in front. But I think in a week, those kind of questions start becoming much more germane. So we're moving to that point. I just don't think we're quite there yet.
Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal Star, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Sip, what does the injury to Mike Smith, how big of a void is that on this offensive line?
Oh, I think it's just something to talk about. I think Mike's a good player, but he wasn't, you know, you're probably looking at a backup center, you know, is what he was going to be. And he could have maybe, if there were injuries, played some time at guard or tackle, but I think they're pretty set at guard and tackle with rotations there. Although he could have played some at guard too. So you'd say it hurts from a depth standpoint. Is it a crippling blow? No. I feel bad for the kid, but from a team standpoint, I just don't think it registers very high on the radar.
Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He is the man when it comes to covering the Huskers in the capital city. And, Steve, those are two stories that the fans know about. What have you noticed in these first 11 practices that maybe is flying under the radar a little bit? Anything that has caught your attention?
Well, I'd say Levante David flies under the radar a little bit, although I'm sure his head's spinning now. He's really made an impression, though, with his athleticism, but also with how intelligent he is and how quickly he's adapted. But still, there's a lot. There's a lot for him to process. So that would be, you know what? That would be the main thing. There hasn't been anything that's really caught me off guard. Levante David's rise has a little bit. I didn't expect that to occur so quickly, although I had heard he had played well during the summer in 7-on-7, but that 7-on-7 is, I don't know. I mean, you can blow that all out of proportion, too. Other than that, I'd say that's the main thing. And the other thing would be, Chase Rome, moving that quickly up the ladder. I don't know for sure if he'll play. I don't think they'll necessarily need Chase Rome to play in that defensive interior, but the fact he's moved up there so quickly is indicative of a beast. I mean, he must be, you know, he's 6'3", 280. He's awfully precocious. He's very smart. Talking to Carl yesterday, it still sounds like they're pretty set with Baker Steinkuhler, Terrence Moore, of course, Jared Crick, and then Thaddeus Randall.
Sip, I think a fan favorite out there, you bring up Levante David, a fan favorite.
Well, besides Lance Thorell.
Well, besides Lance Thorell, of course.
Yes.
You bring up, though, at the linebacker position, you know, Eric Martin seemed to be a name that everybody wanted to get on the field. We're just not hearing his name much. Is he getting lost in the shuffle, or will he be a prominent force in this defense?
Oh, I don't think he's getting lost to any great extent. They're just so deep at that position, and then they don't play the linebackers all that often in a lot of packages. But you have all those sophomores, and it's very intriguing to me when you start adding them up, and tell me if I'm missing anybody. Will Compton's sophomore, Sean Fisher is a sophomore, Eric Martin's a sophomore. You even look at guys like Graham Stoddard and Matthew May, that you can't, I mean, they're not that far away, especially May. Now, he's a junior, but they're so loaded up there that you have to practice very well every day. I don't think Eric Martin's getting lost, but he's, you know, he's probably a little behind people like Fisher and Compton just because he hasn't played nearly as many minutes on regular downs, not even close. You know, he was a special teams guy, so, you know, I think Compton and Fisher have a big edge on a guy like Eric.
Steve Simple, the Lincoln Journal Star. You can go to their Husker Extra page, catch up with him and Brian and the entire staff's doing on their vidcasts. And one of the things that you guys will be talking about is Kavario Middleton transferring, or not transferring. He's kicked off the Washington team, and he's coming to Nebraska with a couple of years of eligibility. Looks like a stud. Sip, can you tell us what happened with him and how he got on Nebraska's radar?
Well, I remember when they kicked him off the team a few weeks ago, it raised my eyebrows because, I mean, I think they regarded him as a budding star at Washington. And, you know, Nebraska had recruited him back in 07, right before Bo came on board. Now, when Bo came on board, he had already committed to Washington before Bo came on board. So, but what that, you know, the bottom line is Nebraska was on this kid's radar screen. Now, he's got to sit out this season, and then he'll have two seasons to play. It's, you know, he'll have to come in and compete in 2011 because Ben Cotton will be a junior, and Ben Cotton, I think, is going to break out and be a very, very, very good player. You know, Kyler Reed is in the system. Ryan Hill will be a senior next year. So Middleton's going to have to be very good to get a lot of playing time. But I think he felt good about coming to the Midwest, putting his problems behind him, and play at a place that was kind of familiar to him because Nebraska had recruited him.
Sip, you bring up in your article today the biggest concern for you really heading into the season, that offensive and the lines, basically. You look at the offensive line. You brought it up, what Mike Smith was going to mean missing this team, maybe not all that much. Who are the left and right tackles right now starting?
Well, left tackle, you're looking at Keith Williams. And then the right tackle, or excuse me, are you asking guard or tackle?
I'm asking tackles. I thought Keith Williams
was left. I'm sorry. Left tackle, it's going to be a great battle, and I think it'll be a season-long battle between Jeremiah Searles and Jermarcus Hardrick.
Okay.
Right tackle, it's set with the Joneses. Marcel Jones will be the starting right tackle with DJ backing him up. I feel very good. I think they'll be fine at those spots. I mean, I'm definitely would be more concerned about the left side than the right side. I think Marcel is their best lineman. And DJ's got some experience, but I think Marcel will play the lion's share of snaps. Searles, as a redshirt freshman, is a bit of an unknown, as is Hardrick, although both of them obviously have a lot of upside.
18 days away from the opening kickoff against Western Kentucky, and I guess it doesn't matter whose that first game is. Husker fans are going to be all crazy for it. Sip, the feeling all season long since the end of that Holiday Bowl seems so different across the state. Right there in the heart of Lincoln, does it seem like the mid-late 90s? Have you got that feeling yet? What's it feel like when you're walking the streets, when people bug you, ask you for your autograph and stuff like that? What's the feeling out there?
Well, nobody's ever asked me for my autograph, so I have no idea what that feels like. I don't know. I can't ever answer that question. Because, you know, well, here's the way I answer it, Doug. It's a good question. I get asked it every year at this time. What's it feel like? It feels about the same because people are always jacked up. I don't care what year it is. Now, some years are kind of jacked up for different reasons, but there's always quite a bit of optimism, no matter what. I mean, no matter what's happening. Even in 07, as you recall, you know, the year that they really went bad, there was still a lot of optimism going into that season. Hell, I thought they were going to beat USC. I was all ready for that. And, you know, the big ascension that never occurred. So it shows you how much I know now. But I'm serious when I say it. It never feels all that different to me. There's always a ton of excitement, a ton, and there's always a pretty high expectations. And I don't know. Does it feel like it did in the '90s? Maybe a little bit. But this team's I mean, come on now. This team hasn't won a conference title yet. So
exactly.
you got to be very careful in that.
Well, we could go a whole another half hour in a whole new direction with, boy, how everything stacked up for that USC game then, and how everybody's looking forward to Texas this year, and there's other things to take care of. But before we get a week before the game, Sip, I think we're far enough out. I asked Tony this the other day. Husker fan, all positive, and that's great. We don't know if we're going to have a good quarterback, and have a decent quarterback, whoever they put in there. You talked about the lines. We're going to test things out. Everybody thinks this football team is going to win 10 football games. We brought up the other day, and hoping that this doesn't happen, that if it's a year like 07 where things just blow up in the face, what would be the worst-case scenario with this football program this year, and why would that happen? I guess if it doesn't go as well as everybody thinks, what would be the number one reason that it doesn't go well this year?
Wow, Doug, that's a gloom and doom question.
That's what he's all about.
That's not what I meant. I'm just saying everybody – I haven't met anybody that thinks this team is going to lose 4 football games this year, or hardly anybody that thinks they're going to lose 3. They know that Washington's in the bag, and the only thing they got to worry about is Texas and Texas A&M. Heck, Missouri's in the bag. K-State's in the bag. And I'm just saying, you know what? If we got a quarterback out there like we did last year that's bobbling and stumbling all over the place, and our O-line doesn't do as well as everybody thought, and our offense stinks, who knows if the defense can continue to do what they did last year when Nebraska had 4 losses.
You raise a very valid question, very valid point. And when I went through, I had to do a preseason projection for this publication we're doing. And what I think is Nebraska, again, will have to win a lot of close games if they want to have the season, kind of season that we all think they're going to have. I don't think it's going to be easy, but I just think, and really the bottom line for me, Doug, is I think teams are going to have a lot of trouble moving the ball on Nebraska. Now, I think Nebraska's going to have some trouble moving the ball itself, because I don't think they're just magically going to transform into a top 25 offense. But I think the other point is more, I just really think teams are going to struggle against Nebraska's defense. I think Nebraska's got an exceptionally good defense. And they'll win a lot of – I think they're going to have to win some close games. And it goes – and really, it comes down to two things. Now, if two things go awry, they could lose 4 or 5. If they don't get better quarterback play, that would be number one. And number two is if – and this is another big if. Probably a bigger if to me than the quarterback is the offensive line. I mean, I've been saying every summer for 10 years here, this line's – now it's starting to look like it used to. Well, I'm wrong. I'm wrong every year. One of these years, we're gonna have a powerful, dominant line. I don't think they're gonna be dominant, but I hope at the end of the year we can say this was a good offensive line. It's been a long, long time since we've been able to give that offensive line too much praise. I mean, or praise it very much at all. So if they're having protection problems and they're not consistent in the run game, then I just think you're asking too much of the defense week in and week out.
Sip, we keep talking about that line. I got one more question. Andrew Rodriguez, does he for sure redshirt this year?
Well, I'll tell you what, I was always struck in January. Bo was driving back from somewhere out west, and he called, and all he could talk about was Andrew Rodriguez. What a big son of a gun he is. a big, mean kid that Bo really liked. Not a mean kid off the field, but on the field. And then he comes into camp, and they like him. I don't know. I haven't heard much about him since camp has started. But I think they feel good about him depth-wise, that he'll add to that depth. I don't think he's going to rise up beat out Ricky Henry or Keith Williams. I mean, I can say with great certainty that won't happen, but he had some depth there.
Last question, Steve Sippel, Lincoln Journal Star, because it's about your article today. Carl Pelini relishes defense's experience. He was offered a big pay raise to go to Tennessee. Does he feel like he's in his big, or his, well, and a lot of people don't realize this, Carl is actually older than Bo. Does he think he's in his brother's shadow? Does he care? How much longer is he going to be here if this continues? Does he go straight to a head coaching job? I mean, all that's kind of a speculation after reading your article today.
Well, yeah, I mean, first of all, yeah, he does eventually want to get out of Bo's shadow. There's no question about that. I mean, he makes that pretty clear. Now, if Nebraska has the kind of defense we think they're going to have, will he be a head coach? I still think there's an outside. That's only an outside chance. If you look at the jobs that open and then look at the applicants, it's incredible the talent among coaches out there. And, you know, and a lot of them aren't working. I mean, there's guys that aren't working that are very good coaches. So he would have to be really good, and it'd have to be a situation where he has deep connections. But having said that, he does want to run his own defense. And I definitely think he'd get that opportunity if Nebraska is as good as we think. He had that opportunity at Tennessee. He actually had probably could have got in on a head coaching situation at a MAC school if he wanted to at the end of last year. But I think he'll have all kinds of opportunities. And you know what? There's other guys on that defensive staff, Marvin Sanders, Eckler, Papuchis, that all, you know, Bo might get rated. His staff might get rated pretty good if they have the kind of season we think.
Sip, we look forward to catching up with you throughout the season. We look forward to you coming out here and speaking to the people of Central Nebraska, too.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I don't know what Sean Callahan got me roped into that. I just heard the commercial, and I felt my blood pressure go up a little bit. I guess I'm locked in, huh?
Well, you know, blood pressure up, bank account up. It's all good. It's all good, Sip.
Yeah, you know what? I've found they usually go hand in hand.
There will be a parade in your honor, Sip. We'll see you down there in a couple of weeks for the first big press conference. As always, thanks for the time, buddy.
All right. Take care, guys.
Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal Star. Check out the work at journalstar.com. Go to Husker Extra. Everything you'd ever want to know. So up-to-the-minute blogs. You can be interactive with them as well. We're going to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show when we continue our Big 12 football preview with linebacker Antonio Johnson of Baylor after this.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. If you aren't currently using a web conferencing tool or the service you use is difficult to use or unreliable, use my first choice. GoToMeeting. It lets people come together globally. You can basically meet online to demonstrate, collaborate, or do business. It's brought to you by Citrix, my favorite. Easy to use, you turn a call into an instant online meeting with just one click. It's the most affordable. You can have as many online meetings as you want for $49 a month, and it's completely secure. We've used GoToMeeting.com, and once you use it, you'll realize you've been wasting time your entire life. My listeners can try it free for a month. GoToMeeting.com, unlimited online meetings free for this special offer. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, type in the promo code Colin. Easy to use, $49 a month, and absolutely secure. Why waste time traveling? Go online, click GoToMeeting.com.
When you save 10% on the stuff that you bought, that's at Builders.
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, here to announce our all-new Senior Citizens Day every Tuesday at Builders in Kearney. If you're 65 or over, you qualify for a 10% discount on any in-stock items at Builders. That's every Tuesday, where seniors save 10% at Builders in Kearney. See store for details.
Builders does it best.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers, and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Mostly lingering clouds and some breaks of sun developing as we head through the day today with a few scattered showers or storms still possible as well with a high in the mid-70s with southeast winds 5 to 10. We'll drop back to 60 for a low tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 63.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on the program today. Going to talk a little bit about the Ryder Cup in a moment. And just a second, we're going to have our Big 12 preview. By the way, the Manning Award, we already told you, Niles Paul is on the preliminary watch list for the Paul Horning Award, most versatile player in the country. Of course, quarterbacks for the Mannings. No surprise, Gerard Johnson of Texas A&M, Blaine Gabbert, Missouri, Robert Griffin, Baylor, Landry Jones of Oklahoma. Colt McCoy won the award last year.
I think there's, you know, Doug, yesterday leading into the show, you might have said, I don't think you intended to say that there were no star quarterbacks in the Big 12, because I think there's some pretty quality guys. And I think Johnson proved that a year ago.
No, I intended to say there are no star quarterbacks in the Big 12. You will disagree with Gerard Johnson being a possibility, but in your heart, do you honestly believe any of those guys have a chance to win the Heisman? And that's what I'm talking about, stars, because every year it seems like in the Big 12 Conference, there's somebody at one of the schools that has a chance to win the Heisman. I think Blaine Gabbert could have one of the greatest years ever, and unless Missouri goes undefeated, he has no chance. And here's a kid that chucks the ball all over the place. If A&M finishes third in the Big 12 South and Gerard Johnson puts up better numbers than last year, he has no chance. I mean, that's the way I feel about it.
Okay, but you're going a step further and saying one of the two or three best quarterbacks in all the nation.
I'm just saying there's about 20 guys out there. If you went to Vegas and looked at the guys that they have up there for the Heisman, how many Big 12 quarterbacks would be up there? Gerard Johnson. That's it. I'm saying I stand by. There are no star quarterbacks in the Big 12 this year.
There's one.
He is right now looked at as the star of what there is.
And I think if he puts up the numbers, if he duplicates the numbers of last year and has a big win over one of those two teams down there, I think that thrusts him into the Heisman contention.
Contention, not win. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying, if you want to take it a step further, if Gerard Johnson was going into any season, and I'm sure there's one where he would be maybe number one, but any of the Big 12 seasons, he would not probably be the number one quarterback in maybe any of those seasons. This just happens to be his time, his opportunity.
No, he comes in an ideal. No, it's a perfect time for him.
888-455-ESPN. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia coming your way, but right now it's time for our Big 12 football preview, brought to you exclusively by Bruce Furniture, located in downtown Kearney and Holdridge, South Marion Road in Hastings. Check him out on Facebook and Twitter and at brucefurniture.com. Today, Antonio Johnson, Baylor linebacker.
Well, let's talk a little Baylor Bears football here today, Daddy, and we're going to catch up with linebacker Antonio Johnson of the Bears. You know, there was so much hype last year. We knew Pavelic, we knew Lake, and, of course, Robert Griffin's coming back. I think we've got a Baylor team where we're going to learn a lot of new names this year, and I think in a good way.
Yeah, you know, certainly I think a lot of players wanted to make their own way, make their own path at Baylor. Of course, everybody was in the shadow of that defense. You knew who Jordan Lake was. You knew who Mr. Pavelic was coming into last year. Well, Antonio Johnson learned under those guys. What do you take from that experience and learning from those guys, Antonio?
I learned that, you know what I mean, you have to be a great leader to, you know what I mean, to lead the defense. So, you know what I mean, I just took that in a lot of consideration, what they had to offer and, like, what they did. You know what I mean, I just put that in some of the ways that I, you know what I mean, that I can become a leader and just did it my own way. So,
what about this defense? If people say, well, it's not going to be as good or it can't be as good, tell us that, we're going to be just okay. Who's some of the names besides yourself that's going to stand up and do some good things?
Earl Patton. Chris Francis and Mikael Baker. You know what I mean? We have Antares Bryant back. We have Tim Atchison pulling in check for Jay Lake. You know what I mean? It's like our defense is too fast. You know what I mean? To not too physical not to run or compete with anybody. So that our defense is going to be great this year.
What do you take when people just totally discredit Baylor and like say, well, they're going to finish last again? That's where they've been. What do you guys got to do better than you've done in the past to get out of that cellar in the Big 12 South?
Play as a team. And we have that to, like, come off the bench and play. You know what I mean? That's what we have been lacking. The depth and, you know what I mean, the people and the ability to, like, run or compete with everybody else. You know what I mean? We have the chemistry to play with each other now. I know back in the past, we didn't had a lot of people that play individual ball. You know what I mean? They didn't say it out their mouth. They playing individual ball, you know what I mean? But I'm saying that, but this, you know what I mean, this team, this era, we have a whole new mentality of how the way we looking at football. So.
Baylor linebacker Antonio Johnson joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Injuries have always been a part of football. You guys got banged up the last couple of years, thus the depth is a big part. But last year it was seen no worse than obviously when Robert got banged up last year. How did the team grow without him out there?
The team grew more as, like, we have to come together, knowing that if Robert's not going to be back for next year, you know what I mean, we still have these other players to step in to fill their roles. We just had to get the person that stepped in for Robert to fill his role, to get him to understand that we're with him, you know what I mean, and for get everybody else to know that we just don't need Robert, you know what I mean, just one player to, like, ruin, like, how the way we play or, like, how the way we think we should approach the game.
Certainly, though, on the other side of that, having that one player as a world-class athlete certainly lights up the room, brings a smile to your face immediately, and just a different dimension with a world-class athlete like Robert Griffin.
Yes. Robert is a great athlete. He's a big part of the team, the big part of the offense. The offense scheme goes around him, you know what I mean? So without him, the offense scheme might not work, you know what I mean? So when he comes back, he brings the passion, he brings the intensity, he brings the leadership, knowing that if the defense get him back the ball, we going to score. You know what I mean? The offensive players have the confidence knowing that they going to score if he got the ball in his hands, knowing that he can get it to them.
Yeah, I really felt he's a special player from day one when he came to Baylor. Now, Doug, on the other hand, didn't feel that way all the time. But I certainly see what you're seeing in the young man.
You're killing me. Absolutely killing me. Being a hometown boy, Antonio, playing your high school ball there, then going to Baylor, I guess that's probably something that doesn't happen a whole lot. Heck, even at Nebraska, we don't necessarily have a lot of Lincoln kids that end up playing college football in Lincoln. What's that been like?
Oh, it's been great. You just knowing that I'm at home around my parents, you know what I mean, just getting a home atmosphere, just knowing that people, like the fans that I have or whatever, like just the kids that look up to me, knowing I ain't going nowhere, that I can stay home and accomplish whatever I need to at home without getting in trouble. So it was just a lot of things like that fell into place that was good for us.
Antonio Johnson joins us, linebacker of the Baylor Bears. Antonio, in your estimation, is this the year Baylor makes that bowl game?
This is the year that Baylor wins the bowl game.
The year Baylor wins the bowl game?
Yes. We will have a ring on our hands.
Well, that's certainly something to look forward to, turning this thing around. Thanks so much for stopping by and giving us a minute on the Doug and Daddy Show. And best of luck. Stay healthy.
All right, I will.
Good guy. Again, we say that after everybody we talk to. There was a couple.
That's why they bring him.
Well, yeah, that's why they bring him. Antonio Johnson, linebacker from Baylor, joining us here on our Big 12 preview, brought to you by the fine folks at Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Holdridge, and Hastings. Bruce Furniture wants to make sure everything's right for you. It's a privilege to help you create the home that loved ones take with them when they go home. Like a good dream, a home will be right there in the minds forever. Then they go home and they say, wow, how nice was it over at Lori's? How nice was it over at Bob's the other night? Oh, those kids of ours, they do such a great job. Everything you want at the price you can afford, because they're going to take care of you. They move it in, they move the old stuff out. Bruce Furniture, we're back with Troutman's Tuesday Trivia and a little golf talk right after this.
Kenny Main taking calls.
I just got a new razor myself, so yes, I do believe that grooming is important to the world of sports. Point guards just don't look right wearing full beards. Next caller. Hockey players, we get it. You're scruffy, you're Canadian. Tighten it up, eh? Next. I just think a lot of athletes would benefit from the Gillette Fusion Pro Glide Razor.
What does that have to do with New York's bullpen?
Not a thing. Next, we go to Shave from Washington, D.C.
It's Dave.
Whatevs.
New Gillette Fusion Pro Glide. It turns skeptics into believers by turning shaving into gliding.
This summer,
there's us and there's 20,000 kids.
Yeah! What's happening on Lake Victoria is nothing compared to what's happening
down
beneath it.
There's something in the water!
Oh my God.
Tomorrow, 3D.
How are we going to stop them?
Shows its teeth.
They're coming!
Piranha 3D.
They're not fully developed. They're babies.
Where are the parents?
Rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent. In real 3D and real D. Tomorrow.
The Courtyard at Cunningham's is now open, and there's a lot of reasons to come out, like enjoying great food off the grill, their bacon-wrapped shrimp, amazing, or how about their outstanding prime rib. Also at the Courtyard, there's live music Tuesday through Saturday with local and regional acts. Happy hour from 3 to 6, and don't forget Cunningham's also has the coldest beer in town. The Courtyard, the perfect place to get away from it all. It's like being on vacation at a place you love to go time and time again. The Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
We'll see lingering clouds and some breaks of sun developing as we head through the day today, with a few scattered showers or storms still possible as well, with a high in the mid-70s with southeast winds 5 to 10. We'll drop back to 60 for a low tonight. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 63.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Get ready for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. But before we do that, Irish Ken, I hope you're listening. All Notre Dame fans, I hope you're listening, because we have a brand new Real Men of Genius for all of you Notre Dame fans. Let's take a listen.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius. Today we salute you, Mr. Delusional, Irrational Notre Dame football fan. Season after season, year after year, you try to justify your absurdly high preseason ranking.
Why aren't we number one?
You scramble to make futile attempts at damage control when the Irish lose to yet another grossly inferior opponent.
Charlie's headset was broken.
Inevitably, you'll bring up the past and boast of championships won 20 years before you were born.
We wore leather helmets.
You'll point out that you have more Heisman winners than any other program, as though that's relevant to the current season.
Playing since the 1880s.
Go on, ignore that home loss to Boston College in the regular season for the sixth consecutive time in a row.
BC's got better Christians.
And continue to believe that you'll actually win a bowl game sometime this century.
We're old for the 2000s.
So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, O Emperor of Excuses, and take comfort knowing that when you don't finish in the top 25, you'll be back to number 3 when the preseason polls come out next year.
Mr. Delusional, Irrational, Hopelessly Pathetic Irish Fan.
That's for you, Irish Ken.
Oh, that's so good. That is so good.
Oh, Anthony. That's just crazy. Tony, props again to our friends over in Gothenburg at Wild Horse. It remains the state's number one course on Golf Magazine's list of the top 100 that you can play. It did drop on the overall list from 60 to 67, but it's right there in the nation. And on the Nebraska list, the new Prairie Club Dunes Course and Pines Course, second and third, followed by Quarry Oaks and Wilderness Ridge.
All right.
You can go to golf.com for more information on that if you want. But Wild Horse, never heard anybody come back and go, God, that's a terrible course, or I hate that course.
Yeah, it's just not up to standard. Yeah, I heard about it. Really didn't live up to the billing. You know, you go a lot of places, they just built it up. You see in one of those movies, they just built it up so good. I didn't really think it was that good. You never hear that about Gothenburg. Never once.
Tony, we got to talking here. I was looking. We were talking during one of the breaks. Corey Pavin, the question is, should Tiger Woods be picked for the Ryder Cup? Ladies and gentlemen, ESPN.com has a rank 'em. You know, they let the college, they put the college football up so fans can always rank their top 25 as the season moves along. But also, they have put up a rank 'em here for the Ryder Cup. They have put up the 13 players that probably would have the best chance of being selected by Corey Pavin. How can you not pick Tiger Woods?
Yeah, you were going over some of these names. I was just left shaking my head. And you're a bigger golf fan than I am, obviously. Doug, but you were throwing out a game like, well, he's for sure up there. Like Lucas Glover. That was the one I was like.
Let me throw these out. Remember, there's 13 of them here.
Eight are automatic. He gets four.
Four of these 13 you would figure would be who Corey Pavin selects. We have agreed that Tiger Woods should be one of them. Is that correct?
Why, yes.
Okay, so three out of the following 12, yes or no, Ricky Barnes?
No.
Stuart Cink?
Yes.
I agree. Ben Crane?
No.
Ricky Fowler?
No.
Lucas Glover?
No, but
I'll take Lucas. You don't have it all in front of you right here. J.B. Holmes?
But I've only got two more picks. I mean, once I take these guys, I'm running out of picks.
Well, J.B. Okay. Holmes, no. Zach Johnson. Kim.
There's two
Sean
guys.
Sean O'Hare. Kenny Perry. Bo Van Pelt. And Nick Watney.
Okay, out of that group, I guess I would go with Zach Johnson, Stuart Cink, Woods. And you want Glover on there? You're saying that...
Anthony Kim is kind of in a Tiger Woods situation. You'd like Anthony Kim because of everything he did the last Ryder Cup. But he has, coming off injury, he has not played himself anywhere close. I mean, he's not playing as good as Tiger. Remember, they were paired in that final round where Woods shot 18 over in the tournament. Kim was 15 over in the tournament. Sean O'Hare, I mean, if you're looking mentally tough, you're looking at Sean O'Hare. You're looking at Lucas Glover.
Kenny Perry.
Kenny Perry played, I mean, I don't know if he would be a good United States of America player. Do you go to a guy there? There's your deal. He played all out for when they played at Valhalla in Kentucky last time around, and maybe you give it to the young guy here. That's where you're looking at a Sean O'Hare, I think. I think it's Nick Watney. I think Tiger, right. Watney, O'Hare,
sure makes
Zach,
after Sink,
Sunday, though. And Glover. I think you whittle it down to those six or seven guys. You throw Barnes out, you throw Holmes out, you throw Van Pelt out, you throw Crane out, you throw Ricky Fowler out, and then the rest of those guys, those are the four you pick from.
But after Sunday, you take a deep breath when you throw Watney on the team, don't you? And go, put any pressure on him, what's going to happen? I don't know. We just witnessed it. Nick, the old 80, 82 or whatever. we're going to a pressure-packed situation. Good against bad. I mean, that's the way you look at the Ryder Cup. The good guys versus the bad guys, and they look at us. We're the bad guys. They're the good guys to them. Boy, a lot of pressure. I'm not sure that Nick Watney is who you want out there teeing it up, needing a point to win. So he may be hitting it over the bunkers in the crowd.
Oh, here is your Troutman's Tuesday trivia question for today. Notre Dame has played, and because we poke fun at our Irish fans, if you haven't won in the last 2 months, you're eligible. 888-455-3776, 888-455-ESPN.
The phone line slide up.
Notre Dame has played 121 years of football. They've had a few years where they've been 500. Football program has the most individual Heisman Trophy winners. Let's just go to the phone lines, Barrett. We've got a whole bunch of Notre Dame trivia we're going to ask today. 888-455-ESPN. Who are we talking to?
Jamie Morgan.
Jamie, all right. We're talking Notre Dame football today because we made fun of them earlier.
Good.
Notre Dame has more Heisman Trophy winners than any other school. How many do they have?
Nine.
Incorrect, Jamie. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-ESPN. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Jason.
Jason, we're talking Notre Dame football. Notre Dame has 837 wins in their college football history. Where does that rank them on the all-time wins chart?
Third.
That is correct.
What?
That is correct. By the way, Notre Dame had 7 Heisman Trophy winners. 3rd in NCAA history. Michigan number 1, Texas number 2, Notre Dame number 3. I believe Nebraska is still at number 4 on that list. He knows it, and he's got a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. Hey, thanks for listening. Hold on, Merritt will get your information and get you set up. Thanks for calling.
You got it.
I'm astounded that...
Oh, you just never know with this crew. You just never know with this crew. A couple of other notes. The Tri-City Storm is going to have a couple of home exhibition games next month. Friday, September 10th. Thursday, September 16th. They welcome in Omaha, and they welcome in Lincoln. So get ready for those games. Those will be at 7:05. UNK soccer team has another exhibition game tonight. That will be in Lincoln, and the Nebraska men's basketball team begins their 4-game run with exhibition games down in the Bahamas tonight. You can go to Huskers.com for more information on that. We want to thank our guests on the program today, Antonio Johnson, the linebacker from Baylor, Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal-Star, to talk Husker football tomorrow on the program. Loper volleyball coach Rick Squires, Kearney Catholic football coach Dave Colling. We're going to try for the 3rd day in a row, but I think we'll be okay there. And Daddy's going to be gone for a few days, but I want to wish a happy birthday to my niece, Erica Horn. She's 3 today.
Oh, happy birthday, Erica. And you know what? I did get a chance to talk to her in passing Drake Baronic last week. I said, you can shoot it every time you touch it. He just laughed. That's all he could do. 1460, 1550. See you 23 hours from now.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.